morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, today is setup day for the Cass County Fair. We've got all of our hardworking 4-H and FFA members coming to the Cass County Fairgrounds at 6 o'clock tonight, the July 25th, Wednesday, to get set up for fair. And amazing always to us see all those volunteers come together, all the club leaders, volunteer parents, and youth work together to transform the fairgrounds in just a matter of hours, really, from a blank slate with lots of empty barns and gates in piles to a place where we can start housing livestock starting tomorrow morning. So with that, with fair getting all set up today, we want to make sure that everyone is invited to come down and join us for the 2013 Cass County Fair that will get underway tomorrow, Thursday, July 25th. We'll start weighing in livestock with the swine beginning at 7:30 in the morning. We'll also check in our rabbits, horses, poultry, dairy, sheep, and meat goats by the end of the day on Thursday. Beef will come to the fairgrounds on Friday morning, so all the livestock will be in place by 10 a.m. Friday. Also going on tomorrow, our static exhibits from the 4-H Building Community Center will be entered and judged. Those will be entered and judged from about 8:30 to 3 p.m., and the community center will be open to the public beginning at 10 a.m. on Friday the 26th for folks to come in and see how everyone placed, look at all the great work that our 4-H'ers have been doing throughout this summer, as well as to see which projects will be advancing to the Iowa State Fair and representing Cass County. Other things going on, of course, tomorrow evening, the 25th on Thursday, we've got the King and Queen contest. That starts at 8 p.m. That will be up in the Community Center parking lot right next to the Master Gardener's Garden there to the north side of the Community Center. Senior recognition, as well as some other awards, will take place during the break in the King and Queen contest. Then we'll come back, announce our 2013 Cass County Fair King and Queen, and we'll wrap up the evening with some entertainment by local band Haze. On Friday the 26th, along with getting the rest of our rabbits check in, we'll getting the rest of our beef checked in, we'll start off the morning with the rabbit show and the horse show. Those both begin at 9 a.m. The commercial exhibits and the 4-H building will both open at 10 a.m. for the first time of the fair. Our livestock judging takes place in the outdoor show ring at 3 p.m., and bull riding, always a community favorite, will be at 7:30 on Friday evening. Of course, I want to remind folks that, as always, there is no gate charge and no grandstand admission fee. So we want to encourage folks to come out and support the Cass County Fair by eating at the fair food stand and all of the great places around the fair where you can get food. All of that food money and profits goes right back into making the Cass County Fair one of the free fairs left in Iowa. Moving on with our week, on Saturday we have the sheep show starting at 8 a.m. in the outdoor show ring. The pet show will be in the community center beginning at 10 a.m. And at noon we have our communications events going on. So join us in the community center for the working exhibits, educational presentations, and extemporaneous speaking. Working exhibits are fun for the whole family. We have lots of teams of 4-H'ers that will be setting up exhibits where kids can come through, make an activity or build an activity, lots of hands-on fun. While those 4-H'ers are helping others do their working exhibits, there will be judges wandering around, judging how creative those exhibits were, how well they interact with the audience, and how easy those exhibits are for others to participate in. So that's one of those things we need lots of community members to come up and help our 4-H'ers demonstrate their skills in interacting with others and coming up with these creative ideas. It's a great thing to bring the whole family to, and something that everyone can participate in. And again, we need those community people to come up and participate so our 4-H'ers can truly show off the skills and all the hard work they've put into those projects. From 2 to 3 p.m., our feeder calves will be weighing in the scale house area. Skidloader Rodeo starts at 2 p.m., and we've also got a feeder calf show that will actually start at 5 p.m. that day. That evening, we've got Danica Ports opening at 7 p.m. for Iron Horse at 8 p.m. Two country bands that are very well received at most of their shows, so we're very excited to have them coming to the Cass County Fair. Sunday morning, we start off at 7:30 with the Swine Show. So be sure and come out and support those exhibitors. We have Decorator Showcase beginning in the Community Center at noon. The Poultry Show and Dog Show both begin at 2 p.m. as well as another round of Skidloader Rodeo. At 5 p.m. on Sunday, we have the Share the Fun contest, which is always a good time and new this year at the Cass County Fair. Usually it's held in the winter months. We decided to move it to the fair this year, and we've got 12 entries that are all very excited to share their 4-H talent with you. So that will be on the stage Sunday the 28th in the Community Center, beginning at 5 p.m. And again, that's one of those things where we need lots of audience participation. So come out and support our 4-Hers at the Share the Fun contest at 5 p.m. on Sunday. And then the entertainment for that evening begins at 6 p.m. with the Horse Fun Show and the Tractor Pull going on opposite ends of the fairground. We also have on Sunday at 3 p.m. the Texaco Country Showdown, as well as earlier in the morning, beginning at 11 o'clock, we have the Threshing Exhibit and the Old Machinery Show. Monday, the last full day of showing at the fair, we start off at 8 a.m. with the Beef Show. The Best of Iowa Cooking Competition begins at 9:30 in the Community Center, and that's always a great place to stop by and get a free snack and taste what our 4-Hers are making with locally grown Iowa products. We've got the Watermelon Feed, sponsored by the Atlantic Rotary Club, happening at 11 a.m. over by the Beef Show. The Dairy and Dairy Goat Show starts at 12:30, and the Meat Goat Show starts at 1 o'clock. The Style Show for the Clothing Selection and Fashion Review will be held at 4:30 in the Community Center. And then in the Outdoor Show Arena, beginning at 6 p.m., we'll have a Parade of Champions, which is also new to the fair this year. All the livestock who have won championships throughout the fair will be on display at 6 p.m., followed by the Grand Champion Beef Selection at 7 p.m. Our Skidloader Rodeo finals will wrap up the day on Monday at 8 p.m. And finally, on Tuesday at 8 a.m. is our livestock sale. And of course, that's another thing. We love to have the community come out and support all the hard work these 4-H and FFA members have put into their projects by supporting them one last time at the livestock sale. So if come on out to the Cass County Fair. We get started Thursday, July 25th. And wrap up with the sale on Tuesday, July 30th. For more information, we've got posters all around town, or the full schedule is posted on the Cass County Extension website as well. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.